Now, the next thing I want to look at is casual labour in the construction industry, because, again, this is something that AAT members often ask me about, and it's quite an issue. Casual labour in the construction industry presents a different set of problems, but the starting point would still have to be the minimum requirement to record the name and address of the recipients and the amounts paid to them. Next, we have to consider whether the casual labourer is self-employed or an employee of the business, which has even more significance than in other non-construction scheme businesses. If the worker is an employee, pay as you earn procedures must be applied, and income tax and Class 1 NICs must be deducted, remembering, of course, the risk to the employer contractor of losing gross payment status as subcontractor for failing to deduct and pay over the PAYE and NICs due on time. If the worker is to be treated as self-employed in the construction industry, then the contractor will need to record more than the name and address and the amount paid. The self-employed casual labourer must not be paid for the first time until he has been verified with HMRC to establish his tax payment status. In order to verify the self-employed casual labourer, the contractor will also need the unique tax reference number, national insurance number, and the business name if this happens to be different from the casual labourer's own name. If that information is not available, which might be the case if someone is taken on at short notice to do some casual work, the subcontractor's details will not match the revenues computer, and 30% tax will have to be deducted and paid over to HMRC. Now look, if in doubt, my advice is again to treat the worker as a casual labour employee and deduct pay-as-you-earn and national insurance contributions as appropriate.